Lord, thank you for all that you do. Thank you that you are faithful. Help us to put our 100% of our trust in you, Lord God. Help us to keep from complaining and grumbling, and please help us to be obedient according to your word, and help us to sing these songs this morning. Help me, Lord God, to speak with clarity for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So this first song is called Open Our Eyes, Lord, and this song is kind of like in a form of a prayer. And just to make sure that we're clear on things, we're not like walking around here with our eyes closed asking the Lord to open our eyes, right? That is, unless you're falling asleep during Bible studies and sermons. But we read in Matthew 6:22, Jesus tells us that the eye is the lamp of the body. And what Jesus is really saying here or talking about is our mind. He's not talking about our physical eye. He's talking about our spiritual eyes. So Jesus continues to tell us that our bodies are supposed to be filled with light, and this will lead us to good works. But if we aren't going to God's word, is he going to answer the prayer of us asking him to open our eyes? If we're filling our minds with social media and movies and sports and video games, maybe other books or music or whatever your favorite hobby might be, cars or whatever it is, and you're asking the Lord to open up your eyes and your ears so that you can hear him and listen to him and know him more and love him more, is he going to answer that prayer? The answer is no, right? Because we're not going to the place where he is at. He's not in those things. He's not in the things that satisfies our flesh. He's given us his word, and we can find him in his word. So we like Michael was saying this morning, must go to his word if we want our eyes and our ears opened by him so that we can understand him and love him more and know him more. So as we pray this song, let's think about, let's pray that the Lord will open our eyes and ears, but also think about the things that we're wasting our time on and ask him to help us to get rid of those things. So I'm sure some of you guys can relate when you go to the store and you buy some kind of furniture from IKEA or whatever it is, maybe a new part for a car that you want to install, and you open up the box and you lay everything out and the instructions are on the side, but you know how it's supposed to look because you looked at the front of the box, and so you just go for it, right? And you find this one piece that looks like trash or something, and the whole thing isn't coming together because you didn't put that one thing in. So now you're going through the instructions, and you find where that piece is supposed to be. So now you got to take everything apart, and then you're reading the instructions to make sure you miss nothing else, and then you finally put it back together, right? And so really there was only one way to build whatever you bought. And if you just read the instructions first, you would have saved a whole lot of headache and time and frustration, right? And so much like that scenario, it says in the first line of the song, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, right? If we're putting all of our hope in everything in this world that has to offer, like I was saying in the previous song, whatever it is, before we're believers, we're putting our hope in so many things, in our jobs and our finances and our family, and even as believers, we try to find something to satisfy the flesh and get satisfaction out of, so that we can be pleased in this life. But we don't want to put our hope in anything else, right? We want to get rid of those things. We want to say that our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, because all of those things will pass away. And if we put our hope, if we have an eternal hope, our reward will be far greater than the unsatisfying temporary hope that we have in this world. And I'll give this credit to Jonathan Sanguinetti. I was talking to him a few weeks ago, and he said, we have to be rock solid on the solid rock. Maybe you guys have run into this scenario before. You're peacefully sleeping at night. It's in the middle of the night, and you know your dog or whatever is laying by the bedside, and you're in a dead sleep, perfect sleep, and all of a sudden you hear some dry heaving, and immediately you have to get out of that bed and take the dog outside. Otherwise, you're in for a bad night, right? Because you're going to have to be cleaning the carpet and all kinds of stuff. It's in for a bad night. But you know your house, right? It's inside of your own house. You know your house, so you know you can step out of bed and take a few steps and go to the left and take a few more steps and go to the left again. And there's a wall right in front of you, so you know to step to the right and go through the door in the hallway. And you know the way to the back door, so you can make it out of your house really well because you live in the house. You know the house, right? So now picture this: you're visiting family or whoever out of town, and you're in somebody else's house, You got there late, so you guys go out to eat some dinner and go back home, and it's time for bed, so you go to bed immediately, and all of a sudden dinner doesn't agree with you, right? So you're in a peaceful sleep, and now you got to go to the bathroom. Bad. Otherwise it's going to be a disaster. So you get out of bed and you kind of know your way around the room, but because it's your first time visiting, you stumbled around the bedpost, and your kids were playing with some Legos on the floor, so you trip over the Legos, and you forgot to unpack your suitcase, and now you ran over your suitcase and ran into the wall because you forgot where the door was at, and now you're running out the hallway, and you go to open up a door, and it's a closet door instead of the bathroom, and you're like, oh man, where's this bathroom at? And all of a sudden, it might be too late or not if you can find the bathroom. So my point of these two scenarios is that in the first one, the person knows his house. The person he hasn't necessarily studied it, but he's walked around it. He knows it really well. And the second person has no idea where he's going, and he's stumbling to get to the destination that he has no idea where it's at. So if we look at the second line here, it says, though the clouds may veil the sky, my steps are led by your sweet light. And so my point here is that as a believer, like Michael was saying in the Bible study, as a believer, the only reason why we continue to endure is because of God's faithfulness, and he helps us when we, again, go to his word, right? Even though there's trials and tribulation and all of these things going on around us, like in the second scenario where the guy was tripping over Legos and suitcases and opening up the wrong doors and going down the wrong way, even though we might have this in our life as believers, if we're constantly going to God's word, we can remember his promises, and we can know the things that he has for us, and we can have our hope on an eternal hope instead of the here and now. And so we won't be tripping and falling and going to the wrong places, and we can truly be led by his sweet light. And so that gives us a true peace and a joy as a believer. If we're constantly going to God's word, we can be reminded by his spirit when things get rough. And so we don't want to be the guy that hope he's going to make it in the end. We want to be so solid in God's word, like the guy in the first house, where he knows exactly where he's going and how to get there. And we want to show up in front of the Lord confident because of the walk that we had in this life. So we can say as believers, all is well. Heavenly Father, thank you that you allow each and every single one of us to call out to you. Lord God, please give us hearts that we will constantly be calling out to you and going to your word so that we can have that eternal peace and joy in this world, Lord, despite everything that's going on from politics to our personal lives, Lord God. Please help us and give us that peace. And we thank you that you are a God that gives us a hope outside of this world, Lord. We pray now this morning that you help Dorian give the message. Help us, Lord, truly to give us ears to hear and eyes to see so that we can know and love you more, Lord God, and not just take this as information and facts, but as your Spirit leads, so that we can apply these things to our own lives and glorify you, Lord. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.